big drive to try to expand mental health offerings. And when you can push out to your members, to these, you know, blue collar tough workers, that your kids might need some help, they can get their kids in there, see a positive change, and then it's like, well, okay, this isn't so scary.
Working
this
for them,
isn't
right?
So bad. It's
so how
you,
yeah. So how are you seeing the usage, Stu? Like, are people using this benefit or not?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the most popular and highest utilized services, whether it's here in Chicagoland with the trades, or whether it's with, you know, commercial clients around the country. A human's a human. Everybody's hurting. You know, the issue is access. I mean, even when an adult, a reasonable adult, comes to terms with the fact that they need help, they have to take time off work. They have to go find the right therapist. And as we know, a lot of times your first interaction with that therapist isn't great. And so now you have to make time to go find a second one. It's not happening. And so in the situation with MCL and the trades here in Chicagoland, you know, having that therapist embedded in that center where there is a very short waiting time and it's very welcoming, we just make it easier for the members and the families to access and really get engaged.
The access, I think, is a really good point, because if you've ever looked for, you know, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or a family therapist, et cetera, A, they're not taking new patients. B, they don't take your insurance anymore, right? C, they don't take Medicare, right? It's either cash or it's not happening. So here, you know, we have somebody that's literally in our building right down the hall. And like you said, Phil, that like, you know, if we're putting doctor's offices within spitting distance of where everybody lives, then it really has no disincentive to not use this program. Right, Stu, does that make sense?
Absolutely. Look, I come from West Virginia, and we say it's a lot more, it's easier to get to a liquor store than it is to a mental health counselor.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It just never ends well.
Right.
Unless they address it. And addressing it is not an easy thing to do. Yeah. Just like drug and alcohol issues, they're not an easy thing to do.
That's right.
Yeah. And like, you know, you said, you know, you go back to the access for a quick second. I know that, you know, I think in a few weeks we're going to have a business manager, Mike Bertolone, from the Operators from Ohio. But, you know, they created their own system, and we'll talk about that, where they are literally taking their members and going, okay, here is a social worker, and it's in this county, right? Each one of their counties has one, really unique and cool. More to talk about that. But the access here is like, hey guys, you know, if you or your wife, right, or your kid, doesn't have to be you, the member, right? It could be your spouse. Maybe she has postpartum or whatever.
Right.
Here's a place to go that